Welcome to our Ulysses European Odyssey podcast. My name is Claudia Woolgar, and I spoke to a number of our amazing partners to find out what had inspired them to get involved in the project and what it had meant to them to be part of it. Happy listening. Now, wonderful. I'm sitting here with Vera Petmeza from the Onassis Foundation. Wonderful to have you here, Vera, and to have the opportunity to talk to you about your involvement in the Ulysses project.
Hi, Claudia. Thanks for having me.
That's a pleasure. My dear, I would love to know, I mean, I remember approaching you guys back in the middle of COVID for you to be involved in the project. And I'm interested in knowing why we got a yes. Because the Onassis Foundation is one of our most, you know, known partners on a global sense. And you said yes.
Yes. So just for some introduction on our side, Onassis Tegi is a contemporary cultural venue in Athens that produces and hosts works across the whole spectrum of the arts, focusing always, of course, on the contemporary side. So performing arts, digital arts, visual arts, cinema, etc. We consider ourselves to be asking the difficult questions and sparking conversations. And of course, also going out in the city and telling stories, uncovering histories, and helping shape a future that is hopefully just, inclusive and diverse. So we decided to take part in the Ulysses project because it actually represented for us an extraordinary opportunity to engage with literature, history, but also contemporary issues. Particularly for the Onassis Tegi that had the episode One Telemachus, and we were assigned the youth citizenship and democracy theme. These were central for us to discuss as they are like critical themes that shape the future of Athens and, of course, Europe. Also, in respect to James Joyce's Ulysses and its connection to defining moments in human history, let's say, resonate also deeply with our belief in the arts as a basis for reflection and dialogue. And, of course, I should also mention that Onassis Tegi and Onassis Foundation is very active in international networks across Europe, but also the globe. So being part of a network of 18 cities across Europe was really great for us, and it allowed us to connect Athens with a certain cultural narrative and foster collaboration and exchange with the rest of the partners.
No, wonderful. And I think, you know, you mentioned the theme and democracy. You know, one always talks about Athens being the seat, the foundation seat of democracy. You broadened that theme out, though, didn't you? And I would love to hear you talk about the work that you did with the Syrian and Greek Youth Forum, because you brought them in a very moving and powerful way into the project.
Yes. So the first chapter, Telemachus, which was, again, about citizenship, democracy, and youth. We decided to collaborate with the Syrian and Greek Youth Forum, which is an international cultural activism movement based in Athens, in order to create a program that raises questions around movement, youth and citizenship, especially for Athens, but also Europe and the wider Mediterranean region today. So we decided to design a project that would unfold across three strands, including a workshop, a two-day workshop first, a live public event, meaning a concert, and a radio show, gathering artists, activists, and researchers across Athens. So if I can quickly also refer to those actions in the workshop, we invited artists, activists, thinkers, and researchers to share how their working practices challenge narratives in their geographical space of activity. They also reflected together on the relationships between the city of Athens and other cities, and how they see that multiple cities can exist also in one space. And of course, as Joyce does, how can we make and remake urban space through memory and creativity? And we also did a symposium, which was also part of the Ulysses project, which started with a listening session of a field recording focusing on the neighborhood of Kipseli, which has been recorded in 2020 during lockdown. And just for context, Kipseli is one of the oldest neighborhoods in Athens and is currently one of the most densely populated and multicultural neighborhoods. So the sound piece was a subtle documentation of what it means to live together in the public space, make a portrait of the neighborhood, and talked about how gradual and daily processes of belonging really steadily build the infrastructure of being an active citizen and be the seed also for more democratic and inclusive futures.
I know it's been interesting watching that threefold, fourfold elements of your project develop. During your talking just now, you mentioned cultural activism, you mentioned activism, you mentioned activists, you mentioned being active. That activism at the heart of the Ulysses project obviously has hit a resonant and a tone for you within Athens and within your own project. How do you think it worked through the other cities as well? If, you know, multiple cities in one space is what this project was as well, really.
I think we could really see the similarities between the cities. I could really see common issues and problems and questions arising through the different public events in the other cities. And it really gave a whole new other meaning to the word Odyssey and European Odyssey for today. I think it was very representative of how many questions and how urgent the cultural activism movement is today for actually all of us, not only for each city individually, if this makes sense. Yeah.
No, and I absolutely, and I think we all saw partners increasingly engage with their contemporary theme. And that obviously all fed into this, the Will You Answer 309 Questions from Europe. As you look back on really what has been described as a sort of symposium that took place over 2.5 years across the whole of Europe, how do you see that book, that publication? Where do you think that it will go?
I think it's a very clever way of taking a snapshot at the moment of over a wide region, over the whole Europe. I think it can be used as a basis for further research and further conversations. It can also be used as a reference for future actions that want to engage with the community and, again, cultural activism. I think that it can be really used as a tool for further action.
Yeah, let's hope it does, absolutely, as an inspiration, because I think those who aren't necessarily involved in the arts, particularly working in the way in which Onassis Stegi works, don't realise how much we need to be and indeed are embedded in society. You talked about urban spaces, those shared spaces. And let's hope that it does go on and fulfill that indeed. Just a final question, which is possibly impossible to answer, but the change that the project might have affected with the communities with which you worked, has it made a difference? Will it make a difference?
I think that, of course, it made an impact to the local communities. I think that both the concert was really a moment of gathering, coexistence and reflection of how diverse the cities are. It was a chance to come together and first talk and then be together in a common space, listening to music with artists from Greece, Syria, Egypt, Uganda, and so on, and share common narratives and common stories of the region. I think also through our radio episode that we did, Asirmatos, that was, I like to think of it as something that is more sustainable through time, because the concert and the symposium and the workshop were our pop-up events, let's say, for the project. But I think that in terms of impact, combining those public events with the online radio episode that again mapped in a, created a sound map of diverse voices and created a lasting and accessible dialogue between different citizens of Athens is something that I think to be also very impactful in terms of leaving something behind and continue to spark conversations across time, but also gathering also because the episode really speaks about this place that has different kinds of layers of history and is a place really made out of displacement, let's say. So I think it can function as an inspiration point and as a jumping off point in really passing the message of a common history and free movement and being together and like looking into a more inclusive future, let's say.
Let us hope so. And if anybody's listening to this and would like to hear that broadcast, you can find a link to it on the website, on the Athens page of the website. Thank you, Vera. I think you've kind of brought two apparently conflicting things together very beautifully in what you've said. You've talked about diversity, but you've also talked about commonality. And I think that is what we celebrated in this project. And I would like to thank you for focusing in on those two things in what you've been saying. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for talking to me. And huge thanks to you and to all your colleagues at Onassis Stegi for being involved in the project. Let us hope our paths cross.
Thank you very much. It was such a pleasure to be able to participate in the project and also be the first city to start this beautiful journey. And also, I would like from our side to also say thank you to the Syrian and Greek Youth Forum and Elektra Karadzha, a curator and cultural producer also based in Athens, who collaborated with us into shaping the project.
Absolutely. And our thanks too on behalf of the consortium to them all. Thank you, Vera. All the very best.